Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Talks on a ceasefire in Gaza remain deadlocked, dimming hopes for any pause in fighting as Muslims ready to mark the holy month of Ramadan. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the U.S. is blaming Hamas for not taking what U.S. officials call a reasonable deal.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is still intensely focused on getting a ceasefire as part of a deal that would see more Israeli hostages released and a lot more aid for Palestinians in Gaza.
The issue is Hamas. The issue is whether Hamas will decide or not to have a ceasefire that would benefit everyone. The ball is in their court. We're working intensely on it, and we'll see what they do.
He was speaking alongside his Turkish counterpart, who repeated calls for a ceasefire in Gaza. Negotiators had hoped for a six-week pause in fighting that would begin by the start of Ramadan this weekend. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The Senate voted 75-22 today to approve six of the 12 annual government appropriations bills. The vote came just hours before a midnight deadline to avoid a partial government shutdown. As NPR's Eric McDaniel reports, lawmakers were able to strike a deal to move forward after a lengthy Republican protest.
The package includes funding for agencies, including the Departments of Agriculture, Veterans Affairs, as well as money for transportation and housing programs. The bill's opponents, including Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, didn't have enough support to block the bill, but they could and did delay the process, hoping to secure a vote on amendments to the package. Paul and his allies eventually relented. There were some amendment votes, but they narrowly avoided a repeat of a brief 2018 shutdown that came under similar circumstances. The House already passed the package earlier this week, leaving Congress to finish work on the remaining six funding bills before the next deadline on March 22nd. The next set of bills includes hotly contested agencies like the Department of Homeland Security. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, The Capitol.
Former President Donald Trump hosted Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban at Mar-a-Lago tonight. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the Hungarian leader is not scheduled to meet with President Biden during his visit to the U.S.
Viktor Orban is a longtime ally of Trump's, and the two men have maintained a close relationship after Trump's time in the White House. At one point, Trump praised the nationalist Hungarian leader as a great man. It's a different situation with President Biden, and there has been no White House invitation. Orban annoyed the administration by delaying the ratification of Sweden's membership to NATO. He also has close ties to Russia and has refused to send weapons to Ukraine. And he's held up the European Union to provide aid packages to Kyiv. Earlier this week, Orban said that only Trump's return as president could help bring peace to Ukraine. Presumably, that would come in the form of a victory for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. Citizens from the U.S. and other countries are now stranded in Haiti, where violent gangs have closed that country's international airports. They were there for a number of reasons, including adoptions and humanitarian work. The country is paralyzed as gangs are attacking police stations, prisons, and key government institutions. They're demanding that the Haitian prime minister resign. The Pentagon says it's checked and didn't find anything out there. A new report by the military looked back at decades of UFO sightings and found no evidence of alien spacecraft. NPR's Greg Myrie has more.
Pentagon researchers reviewed UFO claims dating all the way back to 1945. Many turned out to be spy planes, satellites, weather balloons, or drones. But there's no evidence, the Pentagon says, of extraterrestrial technology. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder says, quote, most sightings were ordinary objects and phenomena and the result of misidentification. The report also addresses conspiracy theories, saying it found no information that the U.S. government was covering up evidence of aliens. The 63-page report is the most detailed document ever released by the Pentagon on the topic. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
Passengers had to be evacuated Friday from a United Airlines plane in Houston after it rolled off a runway and became stuck in a grassy area. United officials say there were no injuries. The plane from Memphis was carrying 160 people on board when the accident occurred. Airport officials say the Boeing 737 MAX 8 was rolling to a terminal gate when it left the pavement. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.